This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Live, the live Sunday edition of the program. We got more to say coming up here on the Darknet Market Takedown, the latest takedowns that have just gone down over the last week or two. With you tonight, it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
We're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts. We have Gary still on the line with us in North Carolina. Gary, we were talking about the passport and how you believe that it's the passport application that opts people into the U.S. citizenship, but it would seem to me that the government in the United States is going to consider you a citizen whether or not you apply for their passport. So what were you trying to say there?
All right, let me clarify. It's actually the birth certificate is what you volunteer yourself in with, but you opt yourself out by doing two things. You take an affidavit, which is the king of all law documents. You have to submit it to the head of the person who does all the, and I can't get internet right now. My internet's out, so I'm on my cell phone doing this. So I can't look up the thing I'm trying to, the person I'm trying to tell you. If you submit an affidavit along with the application saying that you want to be a U.S. national, when you check that box, so if you look at that thing, there's a box right there that says real careful in big letters, like scares you if you check that box that you're doing something wrong. But that's what you want to check. It's the U.S. national to become a U.S. national, not a U.S. citizen, and submit the affidavit, because if they reply to the affidavit, they admit guilt.
If they reply to the affidavit, why would they reply to it?
Because they're telling you, no, you can't do that. You can't be a U.S. national with constitutional rights.
So this is a bunch of people have theories about this. We had Chris Gronsky on the show a couple of weeks ago, and he had talked about this. His version of it says that there are different definitions of U.S. citizen, and that there are like three different court-recognized definitions of U.S. citizen, one of them being like the citizen of the United States government, the other one being you're the citizen of the state in which that you live, and that you're recognized as a U.S. citizen, and that confers a different set of value to you in some way, or allows you to opt out of some federal stuff. But the idea that he had said was that you need to send the passport form in with an affidavit that says that you are this specific type, that yes, you're this U.S. citizen, but you're not their U.S. citizen, you're the state citizen type, but you're saying you need to do a national. So everybody's got different ideas. Have you actually done this, Gary?
Yeah, well, not me, but there was a radio show from a guy who was a lawyer, and they debated about this. The radio show was about this. It just went off the air.
Why haven't you done it?
What am I going to gain from it? I'm poor. I'm not rich. I have nothing to, if I had money, I'd do it, because I would want my freedom like those cats from the UN got. They go around New York, can't be touched.
You really think that if you fill out the passport application in the way that you are saying to fill it out, that that will result in you being free?
The guy who has the book, he's got a book detailing all this out.
I'm sure he does.
And
Chris Gronsky will charge you, several hundred dollars to walk you through the process.
The book's free.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's saying the whole thing about this. The whole deal is the freedom is the knowledge.
What I want to know is, I want to hear from people who've actually done it. I mean, we get a lot of people who call in with these theories, but almost every time I ask the question, none of them have done the theory that they are advocating. Thank you, Gary, for the call tonight. Let us know if that changes. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We just had a guy in town recently. I'm not going to name his name, but he's been going off online about how, you know, New Hampshire, we're not free enough and we're never going to be free. And so he's like giving up on the migration of people here. Well, guess what? He's also one of those courtroom theorists. And he was arrested here for something and ended up going to the arraignment, which I video recorded. And, you know, he tried a little bit of his courtroom theory at the arraignment, but of course you never have time to do anything at an arraignment. They're relatively quick, and there was a little bit of back and forth between him and the judge, and there was a date scheduled for the trial, and, you know, that was the end of that. Well, guess what? He failed to appear at the next court date. So rather than go and, you know, put his courtroom theories into effect and get it on video, he failed to appear. So we couldn't go and you know, get that on video. And then he ended up getting arrested for failure to appear. And now, you know, he's talking about leaving the state. So once again, he's the second person to come here who has claimed to be somebody who knows a thing or two about these courtroom theories who has ended up leaving. Another one came years ago. And he talked a, you know, big game about all how he knows how to, you know, put these judges in their place in the courtroom. But then he moved, the first guy moved into the middle of nowhere for several months and then one day left a Porcupine 411 message saying, oh, yeah, I'm leaving New Hampshire. If anybody wants to learn my courtroom secrets, give me a call and I'll meet with you before I leave. And then he was gone. So, you know, all these gurus, these courtroom secrets people or whatever, these theorists, they almost never have any kind of real proof for what they're advocating. Almost never. The only person who's ever done it that I can, you know, really in a way that really was well researched, because, you know, I tried some of this stuff a decade ago and ended up getting contempt of court charges for it. But of course, the claim is always, oh, well, you didn't do it right.
Yeah.
You didn't follow this guru's path or this guru's path, or you tried, but you didn't follow it correctly. And so the guy, Dick Marple, the state representative here in New Hampshire, he's the only guy who I've ever seen go into a courtroom on video and really just, I mean, really assert himself in a way that I've never seen done in a court before. Now, the question...
He did that recently, right?
Within the last year, yeah. And there's video of it, so, you know, search Dick Marple on YouTube, and you'll find him yelling at a judge and getting away with it, standing behind the bar and never crossing it, but yet they still convicted him, you know, after the fact.
I talked to him at the... NHLA, the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, yep. Thing, and he seemed to think that he had had some level of success.
Well, he is filing papers now with, I think, the Secretary of State or something like that. He's trying to go after the judge in that particular case, but he'll not appeal because that would be consenting to their jurisdiction, basically. So he's trying some other kind of administrative remedy for this, and he has forwarded me some of those emails, but it's just so... It's so, I don't know what the right word is, complicated.
It sounds like the ramblings of a madman.
It's hard to follow it. Yeah, it's hard to follow it. It's hard to, you know, it's always a long thing that I'm like, oh my God, I don't have time, you know, I don't have time to read this.
And what I always wonder to myself is whether these judges, when these things are successful, because I've seen stuff on YouTube that looks like there's some level of success that's mm-hmm. been had, whether it's just the judges going, what? This is for how much? $150 for a expired whatever? No, I'm not going to deal with this. Dismissed. You know, bring in the next cash cow.
Right, bring in someone who'll pay us.
Get this lunatic out of here.
Right. And yeah, so there's never any consistency to the success stories, if there are any success stories, and it's very, very hard to find a success story. So color me skeptical about this. I mean, I love the idea. I like the idea of, and at least with Chris Gronsky, he'll tell you, you know, look, this isn't going to save you from tyranny. This is just you putting on the record that you are one type of citizen, a state citizen, versus this national citizen thing. Not that that's going to result in them leaving you alone or anything like that, but if it did come down to it in court, they wouldn't be able to claim that you were one of their citizens because you made it clear in this filing that you were a state citizen. And to him, that's meaningful. And that's important. And I get that. And that's an interesting theory. And at the very least, he'll admit to you, like, this ain't your ticket to freedom. Mm-hmm. This is just a filing that you could, in theory, point to in a courtroom when they bring up the claim that you're a citizen. You can say, well, look, here's my filing from the Secretary of State.
Yeah.
This is the kind of citizen I am. They accepted this filing. They issued me the passport. So here's all the proof. And I think that's kind of neat. Not sure I'm willing to pay $700 to have it done, though. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. We got more on the Darknet Marketplaces coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, Sunday edition. We're here live. Our toll free number, if you want to join us on the radio, is 855-450-FREE. 450 free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype. So Skype on in here. It's Skype username lrn.fm. Tonight it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark. The internet has allowed for an incredible amount of innovations in the area of clothing and backpacks. You see all kinds of ads for new or imagined products that propose to solve different problems, some of them minor, some of them life-saving. But do they stop bullets? I recently got a vest from bulletblocker.com. Now, this is a company founded by a former Army Ranger and a firearms instructor with the goal of making backpacks for kids to protect them in case of a school shooting. Now they have a huge selection of clothing, backpacks, and briefcases that could save your life. These products are attractive, well-made, right here in the United States, and you've got to have a nice jacket, so you might as well have a nice jacket that stops bullets, too. Get something for the family. This isn't the kind of thing that you get a second chance at. Bulletblocker.com. If the lives in your family are priceless, protect them at bulletblocker.com.
All right, let's go to your calls and thoughts more on darknet market takedowns. Pretty big takedown happened twice, actually, over the last couple weeks. We'll tell you more about that. But first, we go to Scott in Massachusetts. He's a bigot. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yes, good evening, Ian, Mark, and Johnny Ray. How are you?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Scott?
You know, I look at America today, what's going on with the health care bill and politicians, are scum, all right?
Let's be one of the few things we agree on.
They are scum, and police are scum, too. But what I'm getting at is this. When you've got hardworking Americans, and they work a job or multiple jobs to support a family, 50% of the people don't pay taxes. You've got these scummy politicians that won't do anything, give us health care, won't fix our infrastructure. The point I'm making tonight is this. I'm hoping that one day America will really get its comeuppance. And what I'm referring to is another 9/11. It could happen inside. It could happen through the outside.
Well, man, but you always America, catch me.
It's sad because there are good people in this country. Do not get me wrong.
Good people in the country, sure.
But this country is run by such trash that do not have our interests at heart. If there was another 9/11.
You mean like those white Christian politicians? Those white male Christian politicians?
I don't see any politicians anywhere coming out doing anything for anyone. I do have to be honest with you.
I agree.
I do see a Jewish influence in America, a Zionist occupied government, if you will. And for your listeners who do not understand what I am saying, I'm referring specifically, for example, to AIPAC, American-Israel Public Affairs Committee.
Wait a second, Scott. So you were hoping for a new 9/11 to straighten out Americans. And let me ask you this. Now, some people have speculated that 9/11 was committed by Israel.
That's right.
Are you of that opinion?
I've listened to Alex Jones, and he believes it's an inside job. I'm not disputing that. It's very well possible. I can't confirm it. I have no proof.
Okay, so you don't have any opinion about that.
I have an opinion in the sense that it could have been instigated by the Zionists to lure America into the Middle East and get us into the Middle East where we have a permanent presence in the Middle East, and that's what the Zionists want. They want American soldiers there at all times to protect Israel in case of invasion. They do not care how many American soldiers get killed. They don't give a damn about America.
Do you really think Israel needs, the average Israeli, in fact, wants American protection? It seems like if there's a military in the Middle East that's capable of protecting Israel, it's the Israeli military. I mean, they're really pretty impressive as far as technology, training, and all those other things. I think that in many cases, Israelis probably feel like relationship with the United States just holds them back from doing what it is that they would like to do.
No, they want American protection in the case, for example, like Iran. And Iran is no threat to America. It's only a threat to America because we went in there and propped up the Shah in 1954, put him into power, where he took billions of our dollars with his evil Savak, butchered his own people, terrorized his own people. All we ever wanted from Iran was the rich oil reserves. The Iranians have every reason to hate the United States. The mullahs in Iran have every reason to hate Israel, which is the little Satan, and America, which is the big Satan.
Yeah, I can't disagree with that part. I mean,
well, I have no idea who Satan is, but if those mullahs are upset, I can see why.
But with the CIA meddling,
yeah, I can see why they would be upset with that kind of meddling. I recommend an apology and a withdrawal from United States military interests in the Middle East.
Absolutely. Scott, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. And I don't blame a group of people based on their religious or ethnic origins. If you want to blame somebody, blame, I think he was right on in the very beginning of his call. The politicians are the problem. These are men and women in search of power over other human beings, and that's where all of these problems come from. It comes from the human's desire to control others. And, you know, that desire to control others spreads across all of humanity, from what I can tell, not just, you know, Jews or whites or blacks or, you know, Asians or whoever. There are people in search of power within all of those divisions, if you will. It's a problem with humanity. And until humans reject that desire in large numbers, we're never going to see an end to the state.
Until the power of love overcomes the love of power, men can't be free.
Who said that?
It's a Jimi Hendrix quote or something like that.
Hendrix?
I could look it up.
Wow, I don't know about that, but that's a good one. I would love to find out who that one was. Let's go to Art. He's in Albuquerque listening to Kiva. Hey, Art.
Yeah, I'm actually calling. I'm leaving Albuquerque, heading west towards Gallup, and I was interested why you're only discussing the New Hampshire about this citizen thing. You know, the Bundys out in Oregon declared themselves sovereign citizens, and that Ryan Mussey had defended himself in court, and they actually beat government on all those charges and all those charges that they had. And
we reported on that. We reported on that when they won that court case.
I just tuned in and just heard the Vermont discussion.
Well, no, I know we didn't report on that tonight. I mean, that's an old case at this point. They won that last year or something like that.
That was pretty impressive how they defended themselves.
And, I didn't know they considered themselves sovereign citizens. That was a term that I did not hear related to those folks because you can't be a sovereign citizen. There's no such thing.
Well, I'm pretty sure that's what they called themselves. They carried the Constitution.
Some people do call themselves that. I mean, that's true.
That's true. Yeah.
But you know, it doesn't make any sense to me because you can't be a sovereign and a citizen. You cannot be both the king and a citizen, you know, at the same time.
Subject.
So you can be a sovereign, which means that you are your own king over your own, you know, property, which I support that. Or you can be a citizen, which means that you are, you know, you owe a duty of allegiance in return for an obligation of protection. And as we discussed last night, the government has no obligation to protect you since they've ruled that multiple times in their own Supreme Court. So therefore, you couldn't even possibly be a citizen, let alone a sovereign citizen, because it's a contradiction.
Yeah, I'd have to reread what they said.
No problem. Art, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, we'll continue more with the Darknet Marketplace crackdown in moments.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com. For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and we will continue the discussion about the Darknet Marketplace crackdown that happened within the last couple of weeks here. Pretty big news, and it deserves some more discussion. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian. Oh, Johnny, I'm sorry, try that again.
Ian, Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
And you can
get my name too, Johnny.
You can join us here at 855-450-FREE like freedom, 855-450-3733, and you can Skype on in here. At Skype username LRN.FM. And I apologize to Hung Like Jesus sent a message of something I should have asked Scott while he was on the line, and I didn't see it until just now. So while we will see your messages you send us on Skype,
we may not see them in a timely fashion. Yeah.
Right. So Skype on in and add to the conversation at username LRN.FM. As we continue here, Mark, tell me about hope.freetalklive.com. What's going on over there?
I will, just as soon as I clear up this love of power, power of love.
Oh, the quote
statement. Yep.
That you attributed to Jimi Hendrix.
In the Forbes Book of Business Quotations, 1997, edited by Edward C. Goodman and Ted Goodman. I don't know if they're related. Page 639, a similar statement has been attributed to William Ewart Gladstone, and was also cited in the National Elementary School Principal, Volume 28, published in 1948. We look forward to a time when the power of love will replace the love of power. then our world will know the blessings of peace. A similar statement was also attributed to Jimi Hendrix, though he could have been quoting or paraphrasing Sri Chinmoy, whom they're crediting this statement to, or conceivably Gladstone. When the power of love overcomes the love of power, the world will know peace.
Mm.
It's a nice paraphrase of it, and really sort of shrinks it down, rather than attributing godhood to man, or, you know, adding a bunch of flowery language around peace. It's just nice and solid there.
All right, excellent.
And it's in the name of peace and brotherly love that we are helping to build an orphanage over in Jinja, Uganda. And the intention is to give about 45 orphans who currently are sleeping in a dark room with no power on, you know, an earthen floor, head to toe.
Can you imagine that?
I can't. It's very difficult to imagine.
You've been in prison, and it wasn't even that bad.
It was certainly not a U.S. prison. There are prisons that are that bad, but not a U.S. prisons,
right,
generally,
yeah,
that bad.
Yeah, don't end up in prison in the Philippines. You're going to have a really bad time.
Yeah, it's hard for me to imagine, especially hard for me to imagine this day in and day out. It's one thing if you're talking about, you know, a couple few days during a disaster,
mm-hmm,
that they're in a situation like this, but day in and day out,
yeah,
in a situation like that, no, I can't. So what we want to do is we want to help provide a bed.
What you're doing.
Yeah.
That's happening.
Yeah. Well, the building's going up.
Yeah.
I'd like it to go up a little bit
halfway
faster.
Halfway there, right? Halfway.
And I need your help to make that happen.
First story's done.
Yep. First story's done. They're working on the roof, the floor of the second story, and getting ready to put the roof on for the second story. And then there will be, you know, basically the bones of it will be complete. And,
all right.
And then we'll be finishing up. But nonetheless, I do need some help. Go to hope.freetalklive.com if you want 45 orphans who have been through terrible situations, wars, AIDS,
parents murdered.
You know, parents murdered, all kinds of terrible things happening over there in Uganda. And all we want to do is provide them with a place to take a shower, have a soft bed, be able to put their stuff up, you know, like a footlocker,
mm-hmm,
wash their face to go to school, that kind of thing. Just go there to hope.freetalklive.com. There's all kinds of ways to donate, including cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin, Dash, that kind of thing.
And your donation will be tripled, basically, through a double matching fund provided by our generous donors, getcell411.com and jax.io.
That's right. So there you go. If you donate $10, it'll be $30. You donate $30, it'll be $90. You
That's
donate
awesome.
$100, it'll be $300.
Amazing. And it's over at hope.freetalklive.com.
Mark, I want you to know that I donated.
Did you?
I did. Yep. I've been meaning to become an amplifier for a long time, and mm-hmm, that is still something that I have not followed through on.
Well, you're here every Sunday night, Johnny Ray, and that is good enough.
Okay.
As far as I'm concerned.
Thank you for saying that.
I appreciate you being here and bringing your unique perspective to the table to discuss as we continue with the darknet marketplaces. The big crackdown that has happened here in the last couple of weeks, with a really nasty twist revealed just recently, where they took down the Alphabay site, the number one darknet marketplace, which, for those just tuning in, that's an underground market on the internet where things like drugs and sometimes weapons and other things that might be illegal or sometimes legal are sold. And they've been taking these things down over the years, but Alphabay was the most recent takedown. But it turned out they'd also infiltrated the Hansa Marketplace, which was one of the main competitors to Alphabay. So when Alphabay was taken down, the users who were jumping ship and trying to find a new marketplace that went over to Hansa got all their information logged. So, I mean, obviously the people on these marketplaces are using fake usernames and everything like that. So there's probably very little information the feds could get out of that data. But nonetheless, they're still interested in having that data for whatever their purposes. And they got it. Then they shut down the Hansa market after that. And, of course, they're touting how big and tough they are, and that they're going to stop the darknet markets. And sorry, you're not going to stop the darknet markets.
Well, if you're Europol or whatever, and you're running Hansa and you're logging the data, wouldn't you have addresses of people, physical addresses?
Excellent question. So that brings up the question of operational security for the user. So when you are on these darknet market sites, the good ones will recommend that you, or even require, that you PGP encrypt your message to the seller. So the seller is looking to sell you something, you're looking to buy. They will usually say, hey, look, you need to give the seller your shipping address, but you shouldn't just type it in, because otherwise it could be logged on the site, and, you know, any federal agent that sees
and when the
site.
FBI takes over this site.
Right. Right. I mean, it happens so often, you can pretty much expect, you can count on it at some point. If they take over the site, all they'll see if you've used PGP encryption is a bunch of gobbledygook. They won't have any idea what the address was that you had sent, unless, of course, they were running the drug seller's account. So if the seller that you're dealing with is actually a federal agent, then you've sent them your address. But even then, in that case, you could still have plausible deniability, because they can't prove necessarily that it was you who sent your own address. For instance, if somebody all of a sudden wanted to, if they knew your address, Mark, and they, you know, wanted to send you a pound of heroin, there would be no way for you to stop them from doing that. If all of a sudden a pound of heroin shows up at your front door, you know, you didn't know that it was coming. So there's always that plausible deniability.
And it's likely that there are people that can watch other people's mailboxes and, you know when stuff arrives. So, for instance, I used to live at a house where I wouldn't show up back at home for till 6 or 6:30 after a long day of selling ads for radio stations, and
somebody else could have
my neighbor who right across the street, you know, was always interested in packages for whatever reason, and he would get my packages for me. Now, I never asked him
asked
to
him
do this,
to do it. Okay,
but that's he weird. Would do it.
That is strange.
And he was a very nice man.
Just trying to help you out, because he didn't want somebody to steal it off your porch, maybe?
That's how he was,
yeah.
Right? Like, he was very much about operational security for the neighborhood, but it was really strange that he would be getting my packages, but nothing ever went wrong, so I wouldn't have any complaint.
Yeah.
But if, for whatever reason, this very nice elderly Asian man was going to get a pound of heroin sent to my mailbox,
right.
he could have done that.
Right.
It's not likely, but, hey.
So there are some of the sites, Johnny Ray, that will claim that they will encrypt your message for you, which I think is a problem. I don't think that you want to trust the site with your plain text message to then have the site do the encryption for you. It's a lazy man's option. And that could result in, a file being created on that server, which could then be taken by the feds. So Europol, the Department of Justice in the United States, the Dutch government, the Thailand government, these and probably others have been involved in these recent takedowns. We'll tell you more about the sting operation here in moments and what may be coming next. And actually, I'll see if I can check on Dream Market. I'll have to go look up the address. Because the Tor addresses are, you can't remember them. They're always a bunch of jumbled letters and numbers. So I'll see if I can figure out if they're still online, because as of a few days ago, they were down. And so I don't know if that was just a temporary outage or if they've actually also been infiltrated by the feds. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Join us here on Free Talk Live.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex- employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Identity theft is going to ruin your life if you're not prepared. Hi everyone, this is Paul with Liberty ID. Hey, millions of Americans fall victim every year. Odds are your identity has already been compromised and alerts aren't going to save you. The solution is restoration, and the only company that provides a money-back guarantee is Liberty ID. Go to Liberty ID and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. Liberty ID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration, with a 100% success rate in restoring our subscribers' identities no matter how they're stolen. Liberty ID fixes the fallout for you. Liberty ID does the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, LibertyID.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Live Sunday edition of the show. You dial toll free. Coming up, we'll talk about the minimum wage and the book Economics in One Lesson. But we're talking about the economics of the free market, or in this case, the black marketplace, the darknet marketplaces that have been targeted by governments around the world and taken out because they just hate it when people are having fun. They hate it when people are altering their state of consciousness, and they, the government, have not gotten a cut of that whole process, and they just don't like it when people are doing business without giving them a piece of the action. And so they're coming after these marketplaces and taking them down and arresting their operators. And this this last week has been particularly devastating for the darknet, with two of the major marketplaces being taken out. And according to, and I've yet to actually try to visit the site, but according to deep.web.com, which is actually a pretty good news site reporting on the underground, reporting on the darknet markets and other darknet things and news, they say the Dream Market is online. I will attempt to see if I can get to it, but people are suspecting that Dream Market has also been infiltrated, and there's some evidence that is pointing to that. But back to the story here about the takedown of Alpha Bay and Hansa Market. They took down Hansa, but quietly. They actually took it over and continued operating it. Then, when they took down Alpha Bay, a bunch of users jumped ship, and they signed up over at Hansa Market. And then after they got that big influx of new users and activity, they then took down the Hansa Market that they'd been operating for about a month at that point and announced, ha-ha, we've got your your information or whatever. And so now people are rightfully a little bit spooked, I would say, but I also bet you that's going to end real soon, because people still want to get high, and so they're going to, you know, do what it takes. They're going to sign up on whatever the other top marketplaces happen to be at the moment.
Right, scaring off the low-level drug dealers, the ones that have the low tolerance for risk, I think is the way I would describe it. It isn't. You're not going to scare off the buyers, right? There's always going to be buyers, because now we have a news story out. More people have become informed. My God, I don't have to go out on the street and get robbed to get drugs. I can just go on the internet and get them delivered to my house. This sounds so much safer and better.
It is so much safer
and better. And, you know, I want this. So buyers, not a problem. Now what you've done, thank you, law enforcement, is you've eliminated the drug dealers that have a lower tolerance for risk.
True.
That means you have made a market for the drug dealers with a higher tolerance for risk. The people with higher tolerance for risk have lower levels of intelligence, fewer life goals, more likely to go to prison,
lower valuation of their own life and freedom.
And others.
And others.
you know, what,
so you're saying they're lowering the quality of the dealers.
Right. They've made it more dangerous. And just made generally it more dangerous to do business on these sites. And that's bad, not good. But they call that a success.
Well, they just want bodies
and cells.
The
people there to protect you
call
making your life more dangerous.
They don't care about
success.
That. They're not there to protect you. They're there to protect the state and its interests. And its
the state has an interest in happy and healthy citizens. Now,
you think, but they don't act like it.
Hold on. Look, even if you don't do drugs, whatever kind these might be that they're selling on here.
Every kind.
Somebody in your neighborhood does.
Good chance of it, yeah.
And if they've driven up the cost and the danger of these drugs, somebody in your neighborhood is more likely to commit a crime to get drugs. They're more likely to get a drug that drives them bananas, and they stalk about with a gun shooting people. They're more likely to break into a house. They're more likely to have a psychotic episode that results in something bad happening to your family. The people that call themselves your protectors have once again made your community less safe.
Indeed. So back to the story here from Wired.com's Andy Greenberg. They, again, have taken over the Hanson market and recently shut that down. The FBI and DEA had sought the extradition from Thailand of one of the Alpha Bay administrators, Canadian Alexander Cazes, C-A-Z-E-S, after identifying him in an operation they called Bayonet. But Cazes was found hanged in a Bangkok jail cell last week in an apparent suicide. Still, expect plenty of prosecutions to emerge from the double takedown of both Hansa and Alpha Bay markets, given the amount of information Dutch police could have swept up in the period after Alpha Bay's closure. Quote, they flocked to Hansa in droves, said Interpol Director Rob Wainwright. He said further, we recorded an 8 times increase in the number of new users on Hansa immediately following the takedown of Alpha Bay. The influx was so large that, in fact, Hansa had put up a notice just last week that it was no longer accepting new registrations.
Jeez.
A mysterious development given that Dutch police had controlled it at that time. So they were getting such a load of new users, they couldn't handle the server couldn't handle it.
Only the police can't take new intelligence information, right? Like, sorry, we have too much intelligence information here on drug dealers. We're running a drug operation, and you guys are, it's just too complicated. Sorry.
That surveillance means that law enforcement likely now has identifying details on an untold number of dark web sellers and particularly buyers. Europol claims that it gathered 10,000 postal addresses of Hansa customers and tens of thousands of their messages from the operation, at least some of which were likely Alpha Bay customers who had migrated to the site in recent weeks. Though customers on dark web sites are advised to encrypt their addresses so that only the seller of the purchased contraband can read it, which we discussed earlier, many of them don't, creating a short trail of breadcrumbs to their homes for law enforcement when they seize the site's servers. Now, to be clear, we have yet to hear about a massive roundup of drug buyers from these busts. I mean, these guys have been taking down...
What are they going to do exactly? We have a message from you saying that you wanted some drugs shipped to your house. And?
Well, okay. Well, here's what they'll do, Mark. If they were to do this, and so far we've not heard anything about them ever doing this, they've taken down some drug sellers that they've sort of inadvertently found sometimes. Sometimes, like, a box will break open and, you know, cocaine will spill out in a mail processing room, and then they'll say, oh, where'd this come from? And, you know,
this isn't powdered sugar.
Figure it out, you know, from that point forward or backwards or however you want to look at it. And then, you know, every now and then you'll hear about a drug dealer taken down through some other undercover means or whatever. But But you never have heard, despite all of these different takedowns of Silk Road, Silk Road 2.0, the other ones whose names I don't recollect.
Remember Atlantis?
I think Atlantis just went dark. I don't think they got taken down by the feds. But, you know, for all of those takedowns, we've never heard, today, feds roll out, you know, massive coordinated takedown of 1,000 users or 100 or even, you know, a dozen.
You said you were going to tell me how it would happen if they were going to take down the users.
How it would happen if they were going to do that?
Because if they just had me saying, I would like some cocaine delivered to my mailbox.
Oh, okay. Well, so they would, you know, they would probably make an arrest based on the fact that they had your name and an order that is associated with your name. Now, that's not enough to convict you because they would have to prove that you actually made that order. But you know, Mark, that a bunch of the people that they come knocking on their doors, they're going to be like, I did it! I did it! Officer, yeah. I'm sorry. I'll never do it again. Just go easy on me. And they'll say, look, or before that, they'll be like, look, bud, we'll go easy on you if you just tell us the truth. Then they'll tell them the truth. And they'll take a guilty plea.
The truth is you're a tax-feeding leech.
Yeah.
Well, they can also probably get a warrant for their electronic devices based on the name.
They could do that, maybe. Yeah, they could do that.
They could possibly build a case.
Yeah, they could just send a box to your mailbox and say, this is drugs, and then you go to pick it up, and then they'd have you sort of...
It's still flaky.
But they'd have some video of you handling a drug box.
It's still flaky, though, because, you know, you're going to pick up any box that somebody ships to you.
True.
You don't know what's in it. We get things from our listeners from time to time. Usually it's books and stuff like that. But we don't know. You know, if we rejected every package that came to us that we weren't expecting, that would be a pretty rude thing to do.
Yeah.
Right? So, no, they wouldn't really have a case, but most people would go ahead and make their case for them because they talk to the police, and you shouldn't do that. So, you know, rule number one is you don't talk to the police. Just if they're going to arrest you, go ahead and let them arrest you.
Let them talk to your attorney.
Talk to the attorney. So anyway, going on here, they, in a strange and dramatic move, writes Wired, the Dutch National Police have created a dark website themselves that lists darknet vendors by pseudonym, including those under investigation, those who are, quote, identified, and 15 of them who've already been arrested in current and past investigations. Quote, we trace people who are active at dark markets and offer illicit goods or services, the site reads. Are you one of them? Then you have our attention. It's still unclear how. I wonder what that website is. I'd be curious to see it. But it's still unclear how global law enforcement penetrated Hansa, given that it hid the location of their servers, admins, and users with anonymity software like Tor and I2P. I2P is a competitor to Tor for anonymity. The FBI didn't respond to Wired's request for more information, and Europol also declined to comment beyond its press statement. But an indictment against Alphabase Kazes, the guy who's dead now, in a suicide, allegedly, in his cell, filed Wednesday, includes detail that in 2014, Kazes's personal email, pimp_alex_91@hotmail.com, was inexplicably included in a welcome message to new users on the site. Whoops. More coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you ever thought about mining Bitcoin? Did the costs, constant equipment upgrades, and maintenance scare you off? Do you want to make Bitcoin every day in the same mining pool that Ian and I do? Pool.bitcoin.com. There's a 100% uptime guarantee. The website's easy to use, and you can calculate what you're going to make right there on the website at pool.bitcoin.com. Help steer Bitcoin towards the liberating currency that Satoshi Nakamoto meant it to be. I'm not just making money at pool.bitcoin.com. I'm doing activism while I sleep. Pool.bitcoin.com. What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com.